You today. I'm a missionary, and I believe your church supports our ministry. I am a missionary to the Middle East, and at the same time, your church print one of my books on the religion of Islam. And I am so grateful to meet Pastor Unger. We talked by phone a lot, but it's a joy to see him and also to meet Pastor James and his dear wife and children. And Brother Kareem is a partner and part in the reaching the Muslim world with the gospel. And this morning he's going to share his testimony. تفضل أخونا.
شكرا جزيلا من أجل هذا الاجتماع.
I am very grateful. Thank you for allowing me to be in the meeting today.
صباح الخير.
Good morning.
أحييكم باسم المسيح.
I salute you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
راح أحكي لكم قصة شوية صعبة ولكن حلوة.
I would like to begin by sharing this event, this story.
بالفعل لازم ما أكون موجود أمامكم. بالفعل لازم ما أكون موجود هنا.
In fact, I should not under present circumstances, I should not be here in Canada with you.
ولكن هذه مشيئة الله.
But I know that God has a will and plan.
حكم علي بالموت من 2014.
In 2014, I was sentenced to death.
لأني تركت الإسلام.
Because I left Islam.
أنا والدي شيخ.
My father was an elder, a Muslim elder.
ولكن والدي لا يقرأ ولا يكتب.
But my father was illiterate at the same time.
يعني هو شيخ عامي.
He was an illiterate elder, a Muslim elder.
والوالد كان يحب إني أكون في مكانه.
And my father's dream was for me to take his place and continue.
لهذا السبب هو اعتنى بدراستي جدا.
That's why he spent time, money on made sure that I will study. Religion, دين الإسلامية مش هيك؟
لا دراسك
عادي. He wanted to make sure that I will not be illiterate, that I will study, be educated.
عندما أصبح عمري 24 عام.
When I reached the age of 24.
طلب مني إني أدرس الشريعة الإسلامية.
He wanted me to study the Islamic Sharia law.
كنت أسمع الكثير عن هذه الأمور من الوالد ومن أصدقائي.
My father taught me a lot about the Muslim religion.
ولكن لم أتقرب لها.
But I did, the Islamic religion did not attract me.
أخذني إلى مدرسة خاصة.
He sent me to a private school.
والمدرسة هي الحوزة العلمية.
And it was that school was designed by the Muslims to teach the religion.
درست الشريعة الإسلامية لمدة 4 سنين.
So for 4 years I studied the Islamic Sharia law.
تحولت من إنسان عادي إلى إنسان متعصب جدا.
So the studying the Islamic Sharia law turned me from an ordinary person into an extreme religious person.
بدأت أكره كل ما هو جميل.
So I began to hate anything that's beautiful, that's nice.
حتى النساء.
Even the woman, I hated the woman.
عندما كنت أسأل.
When I would ask.
يقولون هو هذا الشرع الإسلامي.
They said, when I would ask him why do I hate everything, their answer would be this is the Islamic Sharia law.
ولازم كل البشر يكونون مسلمين.
And all the world must convert to Islam.
إحنا الآن ضعيفين.
Because we are weak.
ولكن يوم عندما نستغوي.
But eventually today we are weak, but eventually we will become strong.
نجبر العالم تعتنق.
And we will impose Islam. On everyone to embrace Islam.
صار عندي انفصام بالشخصية.
So I became schizophrenic. I had two different personalities.
حتى عن أصدقائي بعدت.
حتى what?
حتى عن أصدقائي.
Even I separated myself from my close friends.
في يوم من الأيام في البيت وبدأت أفكر.
While I was at home one day, I began to think.
لماذا أنا مختلف عن الآخرين؟
Why am I so different from the rest of the people?
وأعرف السبب هو دراسة الشريعة والتعمق في.
And my answer was because of the studying the Islamic Sharia law and going deep in Islam.
خبرت الوالد إني أعتزل من المدرسة.
So I went to my dad and said, "Father, to my dad, I said, Dad, I'm going to resign. I'm going to leave my school."
بالحقيقة زعل جدا هو.
My father got very angry.
ولكن كان رجل كبير ما بيقدر يعمل لي حاجة.
But because he was an older man, he couldn't do anything to stop me from leaving the Islamic school.
لما بعد عن الدراسة فقط بعدت عن الدين بالكامل.
So when I moved away from the Islamic school, I also moved away from the Islamic religion.
تركت الصلاة ورجعت إلى أصدقائي لو.
So I quit praying, doing the Islamic prayer, and went back to my friends.
ولكن ما زلت أعتقد الإسلام صح ولكن الشيعة غلط.
But at that moment I thought that the religion of Islam is the correct religion, but the Shia sect are the wrong sect.
لهذا السبب اتجهت إلى السنة.
So I decided to leave the Shia sect and move to the Sunnah.
وأيضا للأسف أخذ من وقتي كمان سنتين.
Again I spent 2 years being a member of the Sunni sect.
وجدت وجهي لعملة واحدة.
Then I found out that the Sunnis are as bad as the Shia.
بس بعض الأسماء متغيرة.
The only difference between the two Islamic sects is they differ on the names. But it's the same thing.
كنت أعتقد لا يوجد الله.
I got to a point that I concluded that there is no God.
لحد هنا الوالد ما كان عنده مشكلة بس كان زعلان.
At this moment, until this point, my father had no problem with me converting to Sunni, Islamic Sunni sect, but he was upset.
أصبحت ملحد لمدة سنة كاملة.
And later, I left Islam and became an atheist.
فتحت محل لبيع الموبايل والكمبيوتر.
And spent one whole year. I was an atheist for a year, and I opened a store that sold mobile phones.
أنا بشتغل بالتكنولوجيا.
I work with technology.
ومن بعد ذاك الوقت تعرفت على أخ في مصر.
And while I was working in that store, I connected with a brother who lives in Egypt.
من خلال فيسبوك.
Through Facebook.
في عام 2013.
In 2013.
شفت صليب على صفحته.
And I noticed that on his page, his Facebook page, there was a cross.
وسألني هو أنت مسلم؟
And he asked me on Facebook. He asked me. He said, "Are you a Muslim?"
قلت له لا.
I said no.
قال كيف بإيران ومش مسلم؟
He said, "How can you be an Iranian and you're not a Muslim?"
حكيت لأن أنا تركت الإسلام.
I told him that I left Islam.
طلب مني إني أقرأ الإنجيل.
So he asked me to read the gospel.
رفضت.
I refused.
قلت له أنا قربت السنة وقربت الشيعة ما نفع معي.
So I said I tried the Shia and I tried the Sunnis and both neither is good, so I'm not going to try something else.
سألني هل تعتقد الله موجود؟
He asked me, "Do you believe that in the existence of God?"
قلت له إذا كان موجود هو يكلمني أكيد.
My answer was, "If God exists, let him communicate with me."
قال كيف يكلمك؟
He said what?
قال لي كيف يكلمك؟
He said, "How do you want God to communicate with you?"
قلت له ما بعرف.
I said, "I don't know."
قال لي الله بعثني أنا أتكلم معك.
So his answer was, "God sent me to communicate with you."
كنت أستهزئ بهذا الشخص.
So I used to make fun of him. I was sarcastic toward him.
كنت أتجاهل الرسائل اللي بعتها لي.
And he would send me messages and I would ignore the messages that he will send me on Facebook.
كنت أقول ما عنده شغل وعمل.
Since I used to think that this guy has nothing to do.
بس شفته مصر جدا.
But because he was so insisting on telling me about the gospel.
بعدها تواصلت معه.
So I decided to respond and communicate with him.
قال لي قراءة الإنجيل لا تجعلك مسيحي ولكن اطلع على المسيحية.
His answer was, "Reading the gospel will not make you Christian, but will expose you to the faith and to Christianity."
بدأت في قراءة إنجيل متى.
So I decided to respond by reading the gospel.
بدأت في قراءة إنجيل متى.
I started with the gospel of Matthew.
عشقت الموعظة على الجبل في الإصحاح الخامس.
And I reached chapter 5, the message on the mountain.
بدأت أسأل كثير.
And this led me to ask many questions.
كان يجاوبني بكل محبة.
And I will ask him the question regarding what I read, and he will in a kind way will respond to me.
عندما انتهى إنجيل متى بالكامل.
When I finished reading the Gospel of Matthew.
فكرت إني الإنجيل خلاص.
So I thought I finished reading the Gospel.
قلت له كتابكم صغير جدا.
I said to him, your Bible is very small.
قال لي لا في في ايضا اكثر من ذلك.
He said there is more than Matthew in our gospel.
بعدين عرفني على انجيل يوحنا.
So he introduced the gospel of John to me.
وقرات في البدء كان الكلمه والكلمه كان عند الله والكلمه هو الله.
So I read the first verse in John 1:1 is in the beginning was the word was with God and the word was God.
قلت له من هو هذا؟
So I asked him, I said, who is this? Whom is this verse talking about?
قال لي انت قريت في متى انت ما تفهم.
He answered me, he said, you read the whole gospel of Matthew and still don't understand?
قال لي لازم اشتغل معك كثير.
He said you require a lot of work.
بالفعل لمدة 9 أشهر.
And in reality for 9 months.
كنت أعتقد هذا الشخص ما عنده شغل وعمل.
I thought he has no work whatsoever except to communicate with me.
كنت أكلمه بالليل كان يجاوبني.
If I spoke with him at night, he will respond to me at night.
بالنهار يجاوبني.
If I communicated with him during the daytime, he will answer me during the daytime.
أعطاني السكايب الخاص بي.
So he gave me his private account on Skype.
قال لي ممكن أكلمك بالصوت والصورة.
And he said, I would like to speak with you face to face.
أول ما فتح الصورة وشفت شكلها انصدمت جدا.
When I opened the Facebook, is it the Facebook?
Skype.
Skype. When I opened Skype, I was surprised.
رجل عمره 75 سنة.
He was a man. He was 75 years old.
وهو طبيب.
And he was a doctor.
وجالس بالعيادة.
And he was in his office talking with me.
قلت له أنت اللي تكتب لي رسائل.
I said, are you the one communicating with me?
قال لي نعم.
He said yes.
طبيب رجل كبير.
He was a doctor. He was an elder man. Elderly man.
تارك شغلك وعملك.
He said he stopped what he was doing.
قال السماء تفرح بخاطئ واحد يتوب ويرجع إلى الله.
In order to communicate with me, and his answer was that heaven rejoice in one sinner who come to the Lord.
هذا لما راح بالإسلام من قبل.
I never heard that in Islam before.
بأول مرة أشوف هيك تعامل.
The first time somebody deal with me in such a loving way.
هذا شجعني جدا إني أستمر بقراءة الإنجيل.
This encouraged me to read the Bible.
وبعد ذلك,
after that,
عرفت إن الله محبة.
I found out that God is love.
اجيت في وسط البيت.
I came home.
قلت لهم أنا مسيحي.
I told them I am a Christian now.
والدي تغير جدا.
My father's face turned changed.
قال لي حكمت على نفسك بالموت.
He said you sentenced yourself to death. By becoming a Christian.
الوالد لا يستطيع يكلم معي لأنه ممكن يضربني لأنه عصبي.
You know, my father could not speak with me because he was very nervous person and he would have beaten me.
دعا أحد أصدقائه اللي هو أيضا شيخ.
So he called an imam who was his friend.
والشيخ أخذني على كافتيريا.
And the imam took me to a cafeteria.
وبدأ يكلمني هذا الطريق غلط والإسلام هو الصح.
And he began to tell me that the Christian way is wrong and the Muslim way is the correct way.
سألت إذا أكون مسلم 100% وبعد الموت فين أروح.
And so I asked him, I said, if I were 100% Muslim and if I die, after I die, where will I go?
قال هذا علم غيب إحنا لا نعلم.
He said, "This God knows the answer to this question. We don't know."
لأن مكتوبة بالقرآن هكذا.
Because this is what the Quran teaches.
فهو لا يستطيع يتخطى التعليم.
And he could not cross the teaching of the Quran.
قلت له ما فائدة الدين.
I said, "What goodness is the religion?"
المسيح قال أنا القيامة والحياة من هذا الجو لو مات فيه.
Jesus of the Christians said, "I am the resurrection and the life." So he is. He says, "I am the one who can save you."
قلت له المسيح مؤسس المسيحية.
I said to him, Jesus is the founder of Christianity.
محمد مؤسس الإسلام.
Muhammad is the founder of Islam.
المسيح حي.
Christ is alive.
ومكتوب بالقرآن.
And even the Quran acknowledge that Christ is alive.
محمد مات.
But Muhammad is dead.
أتبع الميت ولا الحي.
Do I follow the dead or the living?
قال أنا ما أقدر أتكلم.
He said, I cannot answer your question.
كلم والدي.
So he went back and talked with my dad.
قال له ابنك ما يفيد.
He said, your son is good, is not good.
الوالد أعطاني مهلة لمدة 7 أيام.
My father gave me 7 days.
قال لو ترجع للإسلام.
He said, I give you a choice and I give you 7 days. Either you come back to Islam.
لو تترك البيت.
Or you will leave our home.
سبعة
kick
أيام.
You out.
7 أيام فكر.
He think about it. Give you 7 days.
أنا لا أستطيع أقتلك بإيدي.
I cannot kill you. I cannot personally kill you.
ولكن أخوانك وأولاد عمك ممكن يقتلونك.
But your brothers and your cousins may kill you.
تركت إيران يوم الأربعاء بالليل.
So on Wednesday night I fled, left Iran.
كان عندي 240 دولار.
I had in my pocket $240 US dollars.
أخذت تذكرة إلى تركيا.
So I bought a plane ticket to Turkey.
لأني أعرف في تركيا مكتب للUnited Nations.
Because I knew that in Turkey there is a United Nations office.
وصلت تركيا تقريبا 9 بالليل.
So I left Iran and arrived about 9 p.m. in Turkey.
ما أعرف أحد.
I didn't know anybody when I didn't know anybody in Turkey.
ولا أعرف اللغة.
And I didn't know the language.
تكلمت مع البوليس اللي بالمطار بالعربي.
So I spoke Arabic with the security at the airport.
ما بيعرف.
And none of the security personnel could speak my language.
فارسي كمان ما بيعرف.
Nobody spoke Arabic or Farsi.
في كرسي على الجنب جلست على كرسي.
So there was a chair like this. So I sat at the chair in the airport.
وبدأت أستخدم الإشارة.
And I began to communicate with them by sign language.
عرفوني على محل داخل المطار بيبيع سيم كارت.
So they led me, showed me a place inside the airport that sells SIM card for my phone.
وأخذ سيم كارت تقريبا $10.
So I spent $10 to buy a SIM card.
باقي عندي $30.
So all I had left in my pocket was $30.
وما يعني السيم كارت تتصل بالإنترنت.
What I was able to do is connect with the internet through the SIM card I bought.
ورسلت صديق الطبيب.
So I contacted my friend, the doctor in Egypt.
قال لي فين هاي 10 أيام ما أشوفك.
What?
قال لي أنت وين هاي 10 أيام ما أشوفك.
My friend, the Egyptian doctor, said, "Where are you?" He said, "For 10 days I've been trying to contact you, and you're not answering."
حكيت له باختصار.
I told him what happened.
قلت له انا تركت ايران في تركيا.
That I left Iran right now and I'm in Turkey.
سألني وين تروح.
He said, where are you going in Turkey?
قلت له في United Nations هنا.
I said, I'm looking for the, I'm resorting to the United Nations.
ولكن الان لي لما يصير الصبح واروح.
I said, however, I'm waiting until the morning in order to take refuge at the United Nations office.
سألني تعرف العنوان؟
He asked me, do you know the address of the United Nations office? I said, I have no money and I don't know where the United Nations office is. He asked me, where are you going to sleep? Well, I'm going to sit at the chair until the morning. You know, at that moment, when I looked at my life, it seems that all the doors were closed before me.
قال لي خل نصلي.
So I decided to pray.
أنا كنت معيز ما شوف تعمل الصلاة يعني.
He said pray and I didn't know what prayer can do. How can prayer open doors?
قلت له صلي.
And so he said pray.
صلى معي.
So he prayed with me.
وأنا كنت بسمع للصلاة.
And I was listening to his prayers.
قطع الاتصال.
And suddenly the connection, it was disconnected. But it was disconnected.
يعني هو اللي قطع من كيفه.
It was naturally disconnected.
ومن بعد تقريبا 20 دقيقة.
After 20 minutes.
اجى ولد جلس على الكرسي اللي جنبي.
There was a boy, young man, sitting next to me at a chair.
هو جالس ما بعرف لغته ساكت وأنا ساكت.
He was quiet and I was quiet.
تليفون الشخص اللي يمي رنوا عليه ناس.
So telephone rang.
تكلم باللغة الإيرانية.
And he was speaking Iranian.
عجيب مين هذا؟
I was wondered, who is this guy?
خليته خلص التليفون.
So as soon as he finished speaking on the phone,
مسكته من إيده.
I reached, touched him in his hand.
الرجل خاف.
And the boy, the young man, got scared.
قال لي ما أعرفك أنت من ماذا تريد.
He looked at me and said, I don't know you. What do you want?
قلت له صار ثلاث ساعات جالس بالمطار وأريد أي شخص يتكلم.
I said I've been waiting for 3 hours and hoping that someone who can speak in the language.
علشان يعرفني هنا في فندق مكان أريد أذاكر.
I need somebody to help me if there is a hotel, some place I can rest.
سألني أنت من وين جاي.
He asked me where are you coming from.
قلت له من إيران.
I said I'm coming from Iran.
عندك أغرباء هنا؟
He asked me, do you have any relatives here in Iran?
قلت له لا.
I said no.
لماذا أجيت؟
Why did you come?
قلت له ما أعرف.
He said I said I don't know.
قال لي احكي لي.
He said tell me.
قلت له أنا كنت مسلم تركت الإسلام.
I said I used to be a Muslim and I left Islam.
محكوم عليه بالقتل.
And they sentenced me to death.
هربت من إيران.
So I fled Iran.
أريد أروح للUnited Nations.
And I want to resort to the United Nations.
وأحكي لهم قصتي.
And share my story with, tell them my story.
قال لي أنا أدعيك تروح معي.
I said I'll take you with me.
قلت له فين؟
I said where.
قال لي أنا قسيس بالكنيسة.
He said I'm a pastor.
قال لي أنا جاي منتظر حد يجي من أرمينيا بالطيارة.
I was waiting for somebody to come from Armenia and I'm waiting for him. He is coming by to this airport.
خابروني قالوا لي الطيارة تتأخر 4 ساعات.
Oh, so they told me that the plane will be delayed.
فالله جابني أخذك معي.
So God brought me to meet you.
ممكن نشوف صورته؟ صورته موجودة عندنا هنا.
Can we show them his picture, Brother Kevin?
عرفني عليه الكنيسة.
So he introduced me to the church.
هذا الشخص.
This one here.
Yes.
This man here.
Yeah. هذا الكنيسة لمدة 4 سنين.
So he introduced me. He took me to his church, where I spent 4 years with them at the church.
درست وتعلمت بالكنيسة.
So I studied and learned about the Word of God. كلمة الله الشيك. Yeah. Studied and learned about the word of God in that church.
وهي كنيسة معمدانية صغيرة كانت.
And it was a small Baptist church.
الرب اختار طريق عجيب.
The Lord is amazing.
هذه لم أشعر بها وأنا مسلم أبدا.
I never. You didn't what? شاملت.
لم أشعر بها وأنا مسلم.
You know, I never felt I was like I never felt that joy that I had in my heart. I never felt that joy when I was a Muslim.
ترتيب عجيب جدا.
It was God is amazing.
بالفعل يعني الكنيسة كانت محتاجة مثل يعني مثلي أنا كشخص مثلي.
And the church needed someone like me.
أعتقد أني ساعدت الكثير داخل الكنيسة.
Because I was able to help many people who were attending that church.
وفي نفس الوقت تعلمت الكثير.
At the same time, God put me in that church to learn.
في هذه الكنيسة عمدنا 450 شخص من إيران.
In that church, we were able to baptize 450 Muslims who became Christians.
ممكن نشوفهم بالفيديو.
Can you show, Brother Kevin? Can we show those on the video? Okay, whenever you are able, fikit kamil, and we show the video. But God is amazing, isn't He? Maybe you need to switch. Amen.
هذا الشخص هو شجعني إني أتكلم مع العائلة.
And this young man encouraged me to speak to the family. Can you see? I can stand here. لا أنا عندك. نعم. هيدي الصورة اللي بدك تفرجيها. Ah, there is one that's baptism. كفي أخونا فيك تكفي أنا. Yeah.
فهذه الكنيسة أنا تعلمت بها كثير يعني.
I learned a lot about the Baptist teachings and doctrines in this church.
كان عندي خدمة بالكنيسة.
And I had a good ministry there.
هذا الشخص شجعني كمان أتكلم مع أهلي.
And he encouraged me to witness to my family.
قال هذا لا يعني أهلك طردوكم من البيت تكرههم.
He said because your family kicked you out of the house, that doesn't mean you cannot communicate back with them.
تعليم المسيحي يقول حتى لو أهلك كرهوك لازم تتواصل معهم.
Because Christ taught us that even if your family hated you, you need to love them.
أنا شجعك تعطيهم رقم تليفونك تتصل بهم.
And I encourage you to give them your telephone number and communicate with them.
طيب أهلي رفضوا بالأول.
At the beginning, my family refused to communicate with me.
لكن من خلال أصدقائي.
But through my friends.
تواصلت مع أخوي الأصغر مني.
I communicated with my younger brother.
وشرحت له.
And I explained to him.
أنا ما عملت شيء، أنا مش قاتل.
That what?
أنا ما عملت شيء، أنا مش قاتل.
I told him I didn't do anything. I'm not a murderer.
كل شيء عرفت الله.
Everything, the only thing I did is to know God.
أرجوكم تسمعوني.
So please listen to me.
تكلمت مع أخوي.
So I spoke with my brother.
أخوي كان عنده خطيبة.
And my brother was engaged.
هو اقتنع بالإيمان المسيحي.
He was convinced. I was able to convince him of the Christian faith.
قال لي خطيبتي كيف؟
خطيبتي what?
قال لي خطيبتي مسلمة. أتركها.
He said my fiance, my girl, my fiance is Muslim. Should I leave her?
قلت له لا أنت صلي وآمن بالمسيح.
I said no. You pray and believe in the Lord Jesus.
الرب يرتب.
And God will take care of the matter.
وبعدين هو أيضا تكلم مع خطيبته.
So he spoke with his fiance.
خطيبته تكلمت معي كمان.
And his fiance spoke with me.
وهي آمنت قبل الزواج.
And later she got saved before they got married.
أخذ وقت طبعا الموضوع.
Of course the subject took time.
أختي أيضا آمنت.
My sister got saved.
ولكن للأسف والدي رحل من العالم ولم يؤمن.
Unfortunately my dad passed away before he accepted Christ.
والدتي كمان نفس الشيء.
Same thing with my mother.
ما عندي مسلم بالبيت الحمد لله كلهم صاروا مسيحيين.
Today everybody in my home in Iran are born again Christians.
عندي بس أخوي الأكبر مني هو ملحد.
The only one that is not saved is my elder brother and he's an atheist.
تكلمت مع الشخص اللي هو طبيب أيضا في مصر كان يتكلم معي.
A doctor, the Egyptian doctor who communicated with me.
كان يعرف أخباري بالكامل.
He always followed my news.
قال لي الله يريد يتكلم من خلالك لناس كثيرين.
And he told me that God is going to use you to communicate with a lot of people.
قلت له كيف أنا أستحق.
I said, how can I do that? How can God use me to communicate with a lot of people?
أنا ما أعرف أكلم الآخرين.
I don't know even how to speak to witness to others.
قال لي أنت مستعد.
He said, are you ready?
قلت له أنا مستعد نعم.
I said yes I am ready. I'm willing.
قال لي أنا بعرف إنه في شخص آمن وأخوك آمن وأختك آمنت فالرب يريد يستخدمه.
So the fact that your family members believed in the Lord through you, that God is going to use you.
قال لي صلي من أجل هذا الموضوع.
Pray, he said, pray about this matter.
كنت أصلي أيضا بالكنيسة.
So I prayed in the church.
بس أنا أشوف الموضوع بعيد.
But it looked like to communicate with more Muslims is impossible.
يوم من الأيام كنيستي غيروا المكان.
The church moved into a new location in Turkey.
وكان عندنا اجتماع على الإنترنت على الفيسبوك.
And we had a meeting on the internet on Facebook.
فطلب مني أحد الأخوة قال لي افتح العام بث ونشاهد البث كلنا ونتعلم مع بعض يعني.
Some one person asked me. شو طلب منك؟
افتح بث حي يعني على الفيسبوك.
He asked me if I can open the meeting and go live stream the meeting.
كانوا يتابعون خمس أشخاص أو ستة يعني.
There were about 5 to 6 people following us up on Facebook.
ودخل معنا شخص جديد.
And suddenly a new person appeared.
وكان ملح جدا يكتب لي إني بعد البث كلمني ضروري.
He said after you finish broadcasting, after you finish your meeting, please talk to me.
تواصلت معه.
So I communicated with him.
قال لي أنا سمعت الكلام اللي تتكلم.
He said I heard your words.
سمعت إنك تشرح على الإسلام
والمسيحية. I heard your explaining Islam and your message.
أنا مدير قناة تلفزيونية في ميشيغان.
He said I am a manager of a TV station in Michigan.
وأريدك تقدم برنامج معنا.
And would you be con- I would like you to present a program on a regular basis.
قل لي خصوصا انك تتكلم ايراني.
Especially that you speak Persian, Farsi or Iranian.
نريد نضيف اللغة الإيرانية للغنات.
So we would like to add the Farsi language, the Iranian language to our programs on our satellite TV.
قلت له أنا بتركيا وما بعرف كل هاي الحكاية وأستحي.
I said I have no idea, I have no experience.
وأستحي أتكلم مع الناس.
And I'm embarrassed to talk with people.
قال أنت مالك دعوة أنت بس.
He said don't worry about the details. You give your sermon, your message, and we will take care of the rest.
بعت لي كمبيوتر.
He sent me a computer.
بعت لي كاميرا.
And a camera.
وميكروفون.
And microphone.
عمل لي استوديو بالكامل.
And I was able to put together a studio in Turkey.
وبعت لي 200 دولار قال لي هي ضبط بهم الغرفة أصبخها وبدل.
And he sent me $200 in order to prepare the studio for broadcasting.
صارت عندي غرفة استوديو بالبيت.
Now I have a studio at home.
وقال لي اجلس كأنك تتكلم مع نفسك مش مع الناس.
رح تقريبا وصلنا للنهاية الوقت مضى. رح نخلص. Yeah, he said you sit in the studio and communicate with the people.
قال لي كأنك تتكلم مع نفسك.
He said when you broadcast, pretend that you are talking to yourself. Don't worry.
وبعد ما خلص البرنامج.
And after the program ended.
بعت لي تقرير إن 800 شخص شافوا البرنامج.
And he sent me a message. He said, just the first program you broadcasted, 800 people listened to your program.
لأن كان البرنامج على الساتلايت.
Because he broadcasted on satellite.
ولحد الآن أنا مستمر في هذه الخدمة.
And this was the beginning. I continue to broadcast to the Muslim world on satellite.
حاليا تقريبا 5,500,000 يشاهدون البرامج.
Today we have the average of 5,500,000 people who follow my program on satellite TV.
وعندنا عدد كبير جدا من الإيرانيين تركوا الإسلام.
And many Iranians left Islam and are followers of Jesus Christ. And I thank the Lord for his leadership and what he did for me. Thank you for listening to my testimony. Please continue to pray for me. Please pray for Iran and the ministry. And thank you. God bless you.
Take your Bibles and turn to Titus chapter number 2.
Amen.
Thank you for that testimony, brother. Of course, we know that it's Mother's Day, and if I had any time, I was going to celebrate God's plan for mothers. And I have 15 minutes, so we're going to use it up. Good to see everyone and for you here today. Titus chapter number 2. The aged women, verse 3. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. The purpose that the aged women or the older women in the church are to have this clear temperance, this clear personality, this clear way of living, is so that they may teach the younger women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. And now don't worry, ladies, I'm not going to spend 15 minutes talking to you on Mother's Day how you should obey your husbands. That's not the purpose. The purpose is to celebrate God's plan for family and how mothers fit into God's plan for families. Dear Heavenly Father, please be with this short time that we have to celebrate mothers and to also point people to Jesus Christ and to His way. In Jesus' name, amen. So we understand in Genesis chapter 1 that God had a plan in creation, and that plan was a relationship with mankind. When I say mankind, I mean male and female created in the image of God, for both equally were created in God's image. And as we look at that, God's agenda of his plan and what was perfect was that they would have dominion over the earth and fill it with representations of those that would bear God's image. Okay? What happened? Well, Adam was first created, and then as he named the animals, he realized that he had nobody to fill him, to fill who he was, so that he could reproduce image bearers of God. So he started to name the animals, and as he named the animals, he noticed that there were male and female to each kind of animal that he would name. And he noticed that where he was, there was only him. And God said, it's not good that man should just be alone. I will create for him a helpmeet. And then he created Eve. And in that wonderful plan of God, in that perfect environment where man could not just survive but thrive, God gave him a woman, a helpmeet, a wife. And later on in the end of that chapter, we realize that we are as men to disconnect from our father's family and cleave to our wives, and we become a new family in God's eyes. Now, in this environment, we understand that man sadly fell. Man decided that he could be his own God and go his own way, and he could do a better job than God could, so he ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Having done that, what happens? Well, it took God's perfect creation and introduced sin to that creation and death. So, therefore, we understand that there was this spiritual death that happened the moment that Adam ate of that fruit. That spiritual death happened where they were cut off from their only source of life spiritually. That was God, and physically. That's why they began the process of physical death the moment they ate of that fruit, and they were spiritually dead the moment they ate of that fruit. What did God do? Well, he provided a covering for them. But in all of this, we understand that God still wants a relationship with mankind. And what does he do? He pursues that relationship. And as he's pursuing that relationship, he still offers his way, and his way goes opposite of our ways. Does everybody understand what I mean by that? Man has a view of what's right in his eyes, but the end of man's way is what? Death. But God has a view of what is proper in his eyes, and for families, he has the view of their two equal people becoming one flesh through marriage, and then them providing an environment where they can reproduce. Now, not every marriage reproduces, I understand. We're talking majority. We're talking full picture here. And in that environment, they were to produce godly children, all right? Image bearers of God. They were to train and teach their children about God. Now, as we move along in the Bible story, we see that in the Old Testament, they lived by the law, and then in the New Testament, there was given to us through Jesus Christ a new law. What is the new law? Well, it's the law of grace. It's the law of us being able to have the Holy Spirit and the Godhead indwell us and lead us in our decision making. So what does that look like in a family? Well, it looks like each parent humbly playing the role that God has placed within their family in this wonderful opportunity to recreate to the best of our ability through the leadership of the Holy Spirit Edens within our home. Moms play a vital role in creating Edens within the home. Does everybody understand what I mean by that? And how does that happen? Well, younger ladies need some older ladies that can come alongside of them and teach them how to be gracious, what their role is. See, there is a lostness in our society on what grace looks like in a lady, what chasteness looks like, what seriousness looks like. And I want to praise the mothers of Bethel Baptist Church, both young and old, for making it a serious practice through their newfound faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to be chaste keepers of the home. There's nothing more important, Mom, in your role than being a keeper of the home. I know we live in a society that says women need careers, and I'm not saying women that married women aren't to have careers. All right? That's between you and your husband. But careers do not replace the home and the role that you play within the home. As you bring a little child into your home, you must realize that God has a plan, and He actually has a role for a mother to play within that home, to love. And love means the phililo love, the friendship love that they are to share with their husbands. The phililo, or the friendship role they are to have with their children. Now, ladies, you're the boss of your children. I know. And the children don't need always to get their own way. But what they do need is a mother that lovingly cares for the needs of her children. It's very important, however, that you realize, and in closing, 1 Timothy chapter 2, your most important role as a mother. All right, so the purpose of 1 Timothy chapter 2, just to give you understanding without getting into too much detail, is the position that ladies play within the church. But then there's some beautiful verses at the end of the chapter. In verse 15, it says this: "Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing if they continue in the faith and charity and holiness with seriousness or sobriety." So what does that mean? Well, women, because of your foremother Eve and the decision she made to eat of the fruit, there was transgression found, and there was a place where the role that God gave women within marriage would become hard because of that decision. But there is something that is beautiful about a mother. Well, first of all, God would work through the woman to bring His Savior into this world with no man. In other words, Mary was a virgin, and God promised that from the seed of the woman — He didn't say the seed of the man and the woman, He said the seed of the woman — a victor would come that would crush Satan's head. So moms, if you don't know this victor, please come and talk to us, and we will start the process where you can have a personal relationship with this victor that would save you from your sins and give you an eternal home in heaven. Secondly, we understand that, moms, you play a vital role in teaching your children faith and godly love with holiness and seriousness. So, moms, at Bethel Baptist Church, I want to thank you for the job that you've done. For you aged women at Bethel Baptist Church who weren't able to have children, I want to thank you for making your life's goal helping younger mothers raise their children to the honor and glory of God. And what a beautiful thing. Don't ever let this world take away from you, young ladies, that you have a special plan in God's agenda. And He created you for a purpose. What if I never get married? Well, that's fine. God still has a purpose for you. Amen? But it's Mother's Day. So we're talking to mothers here. There's nothing more important than your children, mothers. Not your career, not your status. You being a mother is what's most important. And I want to thank you, mothers, for making that the highest goal in your lives. And you're not wasting your time by doing that. You're following God's plan by doing that. Thank you very much. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. God, first of all, we thank you for the testimony time. What a beautiful testimony of your grace and your great and mighty mercy. God, I was thinking of Brother Krim sitting there by himself and then praying, and God bringing just the right person to come to him at his lowest time. And God, here in the West, we get so many blessings. We're not put in that situation very much. And I'm not praying that we would be put in that situation. But God, help us to know that you're in us with, you never leave us or forsake us. You're with us at all times, and we can put our trust in you. And God, thank you for the outreach he has to the people that are Muslim. Thank you for his ability to point people to Jesus Christ. And God, give us wisdom on the, as a church on what we are to do to help him with God's call to his ministry. Also, I want to thank you for the mothers that are here today. God, the mothers that made a serious effort to put their children first so that they could honor and glorify God in the role that he placed them in, so that we could create to the best of our ability through the leadership of the Word of God and the Holy Spirit little Edens within our home. God, thank you. Thank you for mothers. Thank you for mothers that put you first and put your plan first. In Jesus' name, amen.